notice how the best advice usually comes from someone who actually does this stuff for a living? That's the idea behind Pet Talk, also known as the Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.
Meg sits down with local business owners and professionals to talk real solutions, real experience, and real life questions. Pet Talk with Meg,
weekdays 9 to 11.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative,
local,
dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So if the Republicans win, you win with us and you get $5,000. It will be called the Trump dividend. We'll call it the Trump dividend.
President Trump. My goodness. I don't even know what to say. At the convention in Dallas, the midterm convention, he spoke for like an hour and a half or more last night. And this was the big news out of there, as he said, we'll pay you $5,000 per adult citizen. Got to spend it in the U.S. if the GOP retains control of the House and the Senate. Joining us now, we have Senator Rick Scott, who has been and is at the convention. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, boy. The energy in Dallas, Dallas is hot. It's hot. But the energy of the convention was unbelievable. And so it gave the president and Republicans the opportunity to talk about all the things that happened in the last 2 years. The fact that jobs are coming back, 162,000 jobs in 1 month. Last month, so economy's coming back, our border's secure, our military is strong, fentanyl deaths are down, murder rates down, Iran does not have a nuclear weapon, so there's a lot of good things that have happened in the last 2 years.
Do you think Congress, even if the GOP gets control or maintains control, you think Congress will spend $1 trillion to do this payoff?
I have no idea what his idea is, how to pay for it. From my standpoint, we've got $40 trillion worth of debt. This deficit year after year is what's causing this inflation.
Yep.
Gas prices are up, grocery prices are up, housing is up. We've got to figure out how we get the cost of living down. The only way we're going to do that is balance a budget. I did it as governor. You have to do it. Every business has to do it to be successful. So from my standpoint, I want to balance a budget, and I'm going to fight hell to balance the budget. It's the most important thing we can do to get costs down.
Hey, listen, that's what we say we want, and then every year we seem to, not get a whole lot closer to it. So I will support you if you push for that, even at the expense of my own $5,000, which I don't expect to ever see materialize, even if y'all retain control of the House and the Senate. A lot of things going on. Before we get to some of the big ones, I just want to ask briefly, the secure compartmented information facility expansion at Corey Station, I think, is a big deal. It hasn't gotten a lot of attention as a local economic development project. You were involved a little bit in this. What are we getting? What's the idea here?
Well, we've got to continue to put ourselves in a position that we've got all the power, all the accessories, everything we need to be able to run our military. So I'm on the Armed Services Committee. We fight every day to make sure that when any of our branches of military need resources, we bust our butt through the National Defense Authorization Act and other means to try to make sure we get it done.
Yeah, and it's a great thing. More training for more cyber warriors at Corey. I mean, that is the cutting edge of modern military. That we do it right here in Pensacola. Not everybody knows about it. We don't talk about it a lot, but it is a very important function. Charlie Kirk was assassinated 1 year ago today. You and he were close. You put a very touching comment up on X this morning. How is the day hitting you?
Well, Charlie was a friend. I used to do his podcast every Monday at 12:30. So I talked to him, 2 days before he was killed. We talked actually about, he was going to campuses, I was going to campuses, what a wonderful young man. And all he did was force conversation. I mean, that's all he did. And he was killed because he wanted to have a conversation. People wanted to destroy him and silence him. And that's what's going on. I got Hassan Piker out there telling people they should murder me. Hassan Piker says all Catholics ought to be murdered. Mm. And Democrats, not one Democrat has complained about him. And they go campaign with the guy. So the Democrat Party has been the party that will use violence to silence anybody that they disagree with, right? That's a threat to them. If you disagree with them and they're what they want to do to take over this country, they will murder you. That's exactly their strategy now.
You know, there's a, you know, there's just this long standing portrayal of the people we disagree with. The way I remember it is it goes back to, you know, listening to Rosie talk with Tom Selleck. And Tom Selleck says, in America, the history of I disagree with you, therefore you're wrong or you're stupid is very different from I disagree with you, therefore you're evil. And, you know, when you start portraying the people who disagree with us as evil, you pave the way for dehumanizing them and doing violence against them. I'm all for calling people stupid, you know, when you think they're wrong. That's America.
Yeah.
But we have to, you know, we have to defend each other's right to disagree, but we also have to defend each other in our right to disagree and not, you know, try to act like people need to be expunged or silenced because they disagree.
My mom told me how stupid I was a lot when I was a kid. She was not evil. She was probably right most of the time.
That's exactly right. We are seeing, we're seeing the growth of this socialist movement in America. It's wild to me to watch, but I think any objective analysis has to grant that they are winning. They're getting their candidates elected. They're getting their issues paid attention to. They are flooding our local meetings here in Escambia and Santa Rosa, mostly in Escambia and the city of Pensacola, with people who are, you know, they're getting silly things done, but they're getting them done. I mean, they're winning the agenda. How do you take this?
Well, we better wake up. I mean, look, this is a takeover of our country. They want to destroy your way of life, my way of life, our opportunity. If socialism was so successful, then everybody would be fucking Havana or Caracas or Beijing or Moscow or Tehran. That's what people would be flocking to. Nobody's immigrating. You don't have, oh, man, I'm going to immigrate to Havana. Boy, I'm excited because the job opportunities are there. No. I mean, if you look at every time there's socialism, there's death and oppression. It's the only way they stay on power. I tell people, you want to go vote for socialism. You want to go for freedom or for free things. You want to go for big government. You better buy a lot of guns because ask the people in Venezuela. They voted in Chavez, but they had to have guns to take out Maduro. And what the socialists do is they take away all your guns to make sure you cannot defend yourself. So this idea that we're going to give you free housing. I lived in public housing. It's not as nice as where I live today. I can tell you that. I don't want to live in public housing. So I don't want to have the government tell me what to buy. I don't want to have the government tell me what job I can have. I want the government the hell out of my life. I don't need more government in my life. So you vote for socialism, that means somebody else makes all your choices.
You know, it's fascinating how many people have adopted the ideology, which is understandable. They're young and they don't know anything. And it is our job to teach them and remind them, because if you do not teach people, they will not know what's true. We're talking to Rick Scott. Hey, Senator, hang on for just one quick second. PJ's got quick traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash and injuries. I-10 westbound right near Avalon Boulevard in Milton. No roadblock there. I'm PJ through traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, PJ. We've only got about a minute left with Senator Scott. But, Senator, tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11. We are seeing, you know, people run for socialist platform in the state of Michigan who are sort of understating the importance of that being an act of terrorism. You know, and the CBC they don't call it terrorism
anymore.
We
deserved it.
It's crazy.
That's what they said. I mean, the song Tiger Airside said, we deserved it. And Madani sits there and gives a commemorative pin to the guy representing Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
I was in New York City that day. Right? I was up about 60th, so I wasn't close to the World Trade Center. But it was horrible. I know people that died. I know there, and these people act like, well, we deserved it. No, somebody came in and killed Americans only because we were Americans. It's like what Hamas did to the Jews in Israel. They killed them because they were Jews. They killed us in 9/11 because we were Americans and believed in freedom and opportunity and individual rights. And these people don't. This is disgusting when people like Elsai, Son Piper, Mandami say the things they do. We did not deserve 9/11. We did not deserve 9/11. We try to bring freedom to the world. It makes you so mad, but we better stand up and fight or we're going to lose this country.
Absolutely agreed. And the people under the age of 25 didn't experience it. We have to keep teaching them. Senator Rick Scott, appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to spend it with us today. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. See you, Andrew. Bye-bye.
You bet. 718 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, I had been told by his folks that he had another interview right at 718, had to get him off the line. So, you know, normally I'll hang out a little bit longer, but man, you know, the business with teaching people what the experiences they didn't live through. Remember, anybody under the age of 30 doesn't remember 9/11. They were five. You know what I mean? Like, you have to constantly teach. The experiences that for you are so clear and vivid and formative, other people just have no idea. That's true whether it's cultural experiences, religious experiences, historical events, whatever. And so, you know, it's one thing to just say, well, you know, why aren't you going to Havana or Caracas to live? But we just have to constantly explain it, teach it, repeat it, explain it, you know. Same thing with terrorism. You know, why do we do the things that we do to thwart terrorism? Well, gosh, do you remember? And the answer is no, they don't, because they were not alive. All they know is the inconvenience of taking off their shoes at the airport. You know, that's what they know. And, you know, these modern socialists, these modern soft on terrorism folks, they're not the same, but, you know, there's overlap. They're promising good things, and that sounds appealing. Let's try that. Dude, we've tried it. Other people have tried it. It doesn't work, but you have to explain. 719 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need any of the work done on your complicated systems in your home, the air conditioning, the heating, the electrical, the plumbing, any of that stuff, a generator installed or maintained, Peden can do that. And, you know, one of the things you don't always think about is you kind of take for granted that things work until they don't, right? And then all of a sudden when they don't work, you're like, ah, okay, well, like plumbing. Every day you flush, you shower, you run water, you don't think about it. But obviously there could be issues with your plumbing that you don't know about, because once it's an issue, it becomes really bad really quickly and very expensive very quickly. So one of the things you can do with Peden is you can have them come out and do a plumbing inspection, a Peden plumbing check. It's $59 for peace of mind to know that your system is in good shape and isn't like on the verge of something terrible happening. They are 100% satisfaction guaranteed on all of the work for anything that they do. They've been doing this since 1969 all across the Gulf Coast, two time zones, two states. Peden, you can find out more at PEADEN.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on him and allow his spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as he handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Tom DeFranco, and I've got gas. Not that kind of gas, the kind that makes tankless water heaters, gas grills, and fireplaces, gas heater systems possible. We are DeFranco Gas. We've been servicing gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years. DeFranco Gas can service your gas fire pits and keep your gas generator storm ready. DeFranco Gas is your local gas service provider and a member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFranco Gas, all things gas, DeFrancoGas.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Tonight it's very clear, as we're both lying here, there's so many things I want to say.
Speakers are asked to refrain from abusive or profane remarks, disruptive outbursts.
See, that's the problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no,
you
it does not.
If you don't know who I am, close your mouth. Something's going to fly in your mouth.
You're going to have to be quiet when I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the insubordination.
This is not transparent, open government.
I have never said you were psychotic, though you may be.
I don't know that I care for the narrative.
Well, Stephen, I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anybody else's, or to imply that any one of us is not doing what...
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings.
Wonderful, thank you.
Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime.
Orlando does what Mickey Mouse tells him to do. And so, I mean, so while we're confusing Avalon tax dollars with TDC dollars, that come in by bed tax. That has nothing to do with property tax dollars in our general fund. It has nothing to do with our general fund. So we're mixing it because there are sound bites. And so, but if we can stay here all night and have sound bites, I'm willing.
Look, I just think this mean girl that you're doing, Mike, is not, it's not working well with me, okay?
I don't care. Mean girl? I'm not a mean girl.
That's what you're doing. I mean, you're bringing up garbage is what you're doing, Mike.
Really?
Yes, you are.
You don't know about these legal funds? Maybe you got to read the budget.
About that. I'm talking about furniture. I'm talking about 10 hours for another person in my office. That kind of
crap. No one else has it. No one else.
Steve, when you come to the table and you want to be tough on the budget, the same thing I learned in the Navy. You come with a solution, what you're going to cut. You don't throw it out and say, hey, I want to keep all of my stuff, but you guys go do all the hard work. These are real people, man.
I don't want to. I don't want to keep the discretionary funds. If we got rid of their discretionary funds, then I'd be losing 10 hours. That's what I would do. That's where it's coming from.
So a little bit of discord on the Escambia County Commission during the budget hearing Tuesday. And Steve Stroberger telling Mike Kohler, I'm tired of the mean girl bleep. And what mean girl bleep? You know, you're mean girl bleep. No, you're bleep. And they kind of used to be besties. I'm not sure they are exactly anymore. I mean, Steve worked for Mike. Right? And they're both, you know, Navy vets, pilots, whatever. So this ongoing drama over discretionary funds, which Lumen May says doesn't exist because we changed the name, so they don't exist anymore. We'll get to that in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries, I-10 westbound, right near Avalon Boulevard in Milton. No roadblock associated with that, but use caution. I'm PJ with the traffic on the five.
Thanks, PJ.
But Steve, stop letting them play games on this damn discretionary funds. It's a game. You know, I mean, we're in litigation. It's less than
It might sound like a game, but it's not a game.
We can cut mileage.
Look, I wasn't the only one.
We can cut leave time.
There were at least three people who wanted to get rid of it once upon a time. And then it's turned into this... pissing contest is what it's turned into.
Cut feeding people after our board meetings. I mean, it's way more waste than that.
Okay, I agree with Lumen that in the grand scheme of the Escambia County budget, general fund, $300+ million, overall, almost $900 million, almost $1 billion. The discretionary funds is a small portion. The outside agencies is a pretty small portion percentage-wise. It's still a significant amount in people's minds. It captivates the attention. I agree with both sides. It's not nothing. We should not have them. But then Mike Kohler is going to come out of left field a little bit with this one. Here you go.
You're going to get to the point where you have to cut the constitutionals. You ready to cut?
The background, we talked about this at 5 and 6. We're going to talk about it some more. But the question is how much to cut the millage rate, you know, between $1 million or $2 million of not taking in as much money. They're having this $7 million would be a rollback rate. That means everybody would pay about the same as we paid last year. That's what Ashley Hoffberger has soft said she wants, but she's willing to settle for, you know, $1.5 million if we get rid of discretionary funds. Steve Stroberger has said $1 million. Lumen May says, I can find $1 to $2 million to just slush in there. I'm not sure that the folks in running the budget agree with that. Stephen Barrett doesn't want to cut anything, but he realizes he has to in order to get a deal done. They've got to pass a millage rate. Okay, so Mike Kohler is going to jump in and say, I got stuff we can cut.
You're going to get to the point where you have to cut the constitutionals. You ready to cut Pam's budget by $1 million?
Let's do it.
She's over budgeted by $1 million. You ready to do it?
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
There's one. There's $1 million. Hey, don't worry. I got some more. I got more than a lot more than discretionary funds, buddy. I came prepared.
And that's the cut I'm willing to do.
Enough of the political.
Let's
theater.
Do the cuts. That's $1 million. You found $1 million, and now we can find another $1 million. Let's go. Now that's $2 million. Now the taxpayers are happy. I'm ready. Make the motion, Mike.
Enough of the political theater, but I'm going to cut the clerk's office by $1 million, and that's not political theater? After she's been saying no to your discretionary fund expenditures, it seems retaliatory.
But we've got to leave tonight with a millage rate. and we've got to cobble together four votes and leave tonight with a millage rate. So I mean, I'm, the interactions are, that's unfortunate on the dice, but we've got to leave with a adopted millage rate.
All right, then I'll make a motion that we reduce the millage rate to 6.571.
I second that.
That's a reduction of about $1 million to the revenue. That would save you, if you have a $300,000 home, $9 a year. Woo! Don't spend it all in one place. Because if they don't get four votes for something, then it'll go to the rollback rate, and that'll be a $7 million revenue income loss. It's actually loss of increased revenue, but still $7 million to the county, and that's what Stephen Barry is concerned about. So they basically... they kind of settle. We're going to have to come back to this a little bit later, but, you know, some of the cuts to Pam, that actually winds up getting formalized. Like, Mike kind of threw it out there, and then he threw it out there, and then he actually asked for it, and they voted for it, which is crazy. But, you know, don't have time to get into all the details now, but generally what they settled on was a $1 million reduction, so a little bit less taxes for you, and $1 million in cuts that they've, you know, largely it's coming from Pam Childers' budget. So what does that all mean? Well, you know, we'll see, because she's actually said briefly, I'll call the governor. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Hockey broadcaster and former coach Barry Melrose has died. He was 70 years old. He led the LA Kings to the 1993 Stanley Cup Finals. And then he had a long career as an ESPN hockey analyst as well. He stepped away from broadcasting back in 2023. That was after he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He also coached the Tampa Bay Lightning and won an AHL championship with the Adirondack Red Wings.
You know, I used to have ESPN.
Did you?
Yeah, well, then I lost the ability to read minds.
Mm. Boo.
Come on now. You know that there's no amount of punishment that I don't really deserve.
Boo. I've used the same joke so many times.
All right.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump speaking for nearly 2 hours during the first ever Republican midterm convention, promising a cash bonus if his party wins the election.
$5,000 to every American adult, that would have a price tag of an estimated $1.3 trillion, leading to some criticism from Democrats that it would essentially be a bribe for voters and would increase the deficit and inflation.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Dallas. The convention wraps up tonight. Turning Point USA holds Freedom Built to Last, honoring its founder and leader, Charlie Kirk, assassinated on this day a year ago. Tonight's event at Utah Valley University, where he was killed, 23-year-old Tyler Robinson will stand trial for his murder. More pain at the pump, the price of gas rising quickly 12 cents over the past 2 days, stopping at $4.27 a gallon for regular, that from AAA.
Good morning. It is 77 across Northwest Florida. Our Channel 3 forecast up in just a couple of minutes. First, our headlines today. Why not just raise parking prices across the board? Well, that's a question Mayor D.C. Reeves addressed yesterday. He says he's heard it a lot, Pensacola, as they prepare to bring back paid downtown parking. Mayor's answer, keep it revenue neutral and price it to open up more spaces when they're needed on the busiest nights.
I don't necessarily disagree if this was purely, but it's a municipal service. And so obviously, and listen, let's prove your point right now. Go look at the private lots on Friday and Saturday night. They're right. Charging significantly more than $1.75.
And Reeves says weekend prices need to rise to open up downtown spaces. Weekday and Monday parking should stay cheap or free to support local businesses. And the Pensacola City Council is going to take that up on September 24th with paid parking potentially returning next month. Now, construction continues on the $4.6 million West Roberts Road project. The county is expected to provide an update on the reopening timeline on that soon. The road's been closed since late August between Tate Road and Highway 29. It was originally set to reopen after Labor Day weekend. County officials say more details on that are still coming. The project will widen the road and improve drainage, with completion on that expected by fall, of course, weather permitting. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer's now filed a lawsuit against Netflix, alleging the company misled consumers about tracking and selling their data while designing features to keep kids tethered to the screen. Uthmeyer says Netflix told users for years it wouldn't collect their data and then quietly built an advertising business around it in 2022. The lawsuit joins a growing list of tech-related actions from Uthmeyer's office, including pending cases against Roblox and Snapchat. Uthmeyer's decision and his decision not to join Florida in a recent settlement with Meta. Now, Aldi continues its rapid growth across the Florida Panhandle. Today, they're opening a new store in Crestview, the second Aldi location there, and the chain's 19th store in Northwest Florida. A ribbon cutting happens at 8:30 with the first 200 customers getting a free gift bag and a gift card as well. The German-based grocery chain, known for low prices and store-branded products, is continuing working with a national goal of working towards a national goal, that is, of 3,200 stores by 2028. Well, so far, so good for this year's hurricane season.
81 days remain in the Atlantic hurricane season, and forecasters say no tropical development is expected over the next 7 days. Now, if the Atlantic stays quiet through Friday, it will set a satellite era record for the latest first hurricane. The National Hurricane Center is tracking four tropical waves, but none are a threat to Florida. News Radio 92.3 will continue monitoring the tropics and the Gulf of America. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
And it is 7:35 here, News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ. He's got our traffic on the fives today.
Traffic is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary, 477-8782. There is a slowdown Davis Highway from Abbey Lane to Olive Road. Olive Road is backed up from Davis Highway to Hilburn Road, so just use caution through those areas. Also still dealing with a vehicle crash with injuries, I-10 westbound right near Avalon Boulevard in Milton. No roadblock there, but use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a wet day today with a 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Another high chance of rain on your Friday, 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into your Saturday, 50% chance of rain, high near 89. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It's 77 right now in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
President Trump has vowed to send a $5,000 dividend to every American citizen after the midterms, but only if Republicans hold on to control of the House and Senate.
But because of our tremendous strength and success economically, I will issue a dividend to every adult citizen in the United States of America for $5,000.
The president did not offer details on how the payments would work. August producer price index, a measure of wholesale inflation, comes out later this morning. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect a monthly gain of 0.3% and a 5.3% advance year over year. Researchers at OpenAI and Anthropic are publicly urging slower AI development as debate grows over self-improving AI and its risks. Many concerns revolve around advanced models getting incredibly capable at improving their own performance, a process known as recursive self-improvement. Futures are mixed ahead of inflation data. That's your money now.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot.
But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
I can't believe I'm going to say this one out loud, but here goes. The socialists got it right? Again? Zoran Mamdani, America's most hated politician, or beloved, depending on who you ask. The socialist mayor of New York has now banned the use of AI for students up until the eighth grade. If a socialist does a good thing, you still have to give him credit for it? Yeah, you know, you still do.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm sure you guys saw the media release from PPD with the after the shooting incident at Vibes and Smoothies at North 9th Avenue business. There have been 32 police responses since March at this location. And I know that PPD, and we were aware of that before this incident, has had many meetings with the owners about the atmosphere that is building in and around the club. This has become a nuisance enough that we were seeing recurring breaking of laws and breaking of rules, issues and concerns around this particular location.
So the mayor yesterday talking about this says that Vibes and Smoothies, where we had that shooting where one woman got shot, non-life-threatening injuries, as I understand it, they're looking for a car, that this place has become a nuisance. A lot of calls for service, a lot of crimes going on there, and PPD and public safety is not able to just take a passive approach to this, and not that they've been passive, but, you know, like, we need to do something. He says it's getting to be like the, you know, the Club Climax, like that was when he took over office. So Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Always good to have you. So you tell me from PPD's perspective, I've never been to Vibes and Smoothies. I don't know anything about it except there was the event and then what the mayor said yesterday. What kind of place is it? What's going on from PPD's point of view?
Well, the name sounds like a great place, and maybe it started out that way, but we've had a lot of calls there, like the mayor mentioned, and over things just from loud music all the way up to, unfortunately, this past weekend to a shooting, a drive-by shooting where a young female was shot in the head, and we're lucky that she's going to be okay. But we've had a lot of calls there, and the squeaky wheel gets the grease. We're going to pay a lot of attention to that business. Late at night, and you know, and like you mentioned also, this has happened a couple times before, but what's unique about this particular business is if you look across the street, you have homes, and it's not just, you know, there's residences very close to there, so we're going to pay extra attention to that, and hopefully between police action and speaking with the owners, I know Chief Winstrom is doing that. Hopefully we can come to a conclusion to where the business can keep going, but we're going to have a lot less calls for service at that location.
So it's right in the middle of like nothing. I mean, it's at bars and ninth. And I don't even know like what do they do? It sounds like, you know, it's an Orange Julius or it sounds like a tropical smoothie. It's what it sounds like. Is it a nightclub? Is it a bottle club? Is it like, what is it?
Well, it's, the smoothies is one part of it, but then they also host events. It's an event space.
Okay.
So it could be pretty much whatever it needs to be, depending on who's, you know, what's going on that particular evening.
Do they have a liquor license?
I don't know.
Okay. But there's alcohol, there's drugs, there's bad stuff going on. Like, that's the kind of the characterization, right?
Yeah, it is. That's the issue is crowds form and then things get out of hand. And, you know, Sunday night, this shooting occurred from 9th Avenue. You can't, whether you can place it directly on Vibes and Smoothies, I don't know. But the attention is there. The problems have been there. The calls for service have been there.
And you guys had put out that you're looking for a car. You said you think that it's a Buick. It was a brand that I wasn't even familiar with. I actually happened to see one like that somewhere else yesterday. But this is where we're at still in the investigation?
Yeah, it's a white Buick Envista. It's a smaller vehicle. These are popular with rental car companies. So
It's a newer model, but the picture is not the best, but it's better than nothing. That's what we have at this point, and we're urging anybody that has any information, if you want to remain anonymous, to call Crime Stoppers or call the Pensacola Police Department.
And the shots were fired into a crowd that was outside. It was through the doors inside. What actually happened here?
Yeah, they were on the parking lot, so we're very lucky. There were 5 to 8 rounds fired, and with one person getting struck, that's bad enough, but we're glad we didn't have 8 people struck.
Wow. Okay. So, and then, you know, since we're kind of in the midst of this conversation, the license plate readers are, you tell me if I got any of this wrong, they are currently off in Pensacola, and so they were not able to be used. Would they have been able to be used in this situation?
Well, it depends on the route, but I would have to, guessing because of where this happened and where we know the vehicle made an exit, which was westbound on Bayou, we do believe that they would have been useful in the situation.
And they are currently off, right? The city and the county, like all the cameras in our county are off at the moment, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is what we talked about, right? That there's a trade-off in crime fighting and crime solving capability. And, you know, if you're going to ask for them to be turned off, then, you know, understand that there is a consequence to that, right? Because 9th is a big corridor, Bayou's a big corridor, and, you know, I'm assuming I'm not the first person to raise this question, at least internally, if not externally, right?
Yeah, that's right, and I'm afraid it's going to be a conversation in the future as well.
Okay, all right. We are talking to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. We'll come back to Mike in just 1 second. PJ has traffic on the 5s.
There is an object in the roadway, I-10 eastbound, just after Davis Highway in Pensacola. Use caution through that area. Also still dealing with that vehicle crash and injuries, I-10 westbound, right near Avalon Boulevard in Milton. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, PJ. It's back to Mike Wood, the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, just to follow up on that, you know, license plate reader thing, we're about, 8 or 9 days into the order, you know, the PPD decided last Tuesday, so I guess we're 9 days post shutoff. How is it affecting, if at all, you know, how is it affecting crime fighting, crime investigations? You tell me, you're on the inside of the agency.
Well, I can tell you that we haven't had any arrests because of that, because they're off. And we did have I believe it was on Tuesday morning, we had a call where a person saw a young lady that they believed that was being abducted, being taken and put into a car forcefully. And that's something, again, that we would have looked around for that vehicle, and we didn't have those cameras. I don't believe anything ever came to that. A lot of times you'll see a teenage or younger child that jumps out of the car, and the parent has to force them back in, which it could have been that situation. But we just don't know. But there's going to be more, unfortunately, more instances where we could have used those cameras and we can't. We have to go back, and we're not going to give up. We have the best detectives in the country, and we're going to keep working these calls, working these crimes and these cases. And it may take us a bit longer, but we're going to do what we do with or without the cameras.
And, you know, of course, that's something that people have said is, well, did we not have crime fighting before this? And the answer is, of course we did, and we still do. And there's lots of tools that the police have, but this is proven to be a very effective one. And yet, of course, as we've talked about many times, the trade-off concerns about being able to travel freely, not being monitored by the government, and abuse of that network, if it ever came under the control of political leaders who made rules that were really, you know, violating people's rights, and what would the law enforcement do at that point? But as I said many times, this is going to be the trade-off, is crimes will go unsolved or get solved slower, or, you know, exigent circumstances will drag out because we don't have that ability. And, you know, here we have a couple of them already, which is, we're adults, you know, if we're going to make choices, we have consequences. So, Mike, we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, let's talk about the colors of cars. And one of the myths is that red cars are targeted by police. First of all, we're not targeting anybody's car because of the color. If the radar picks up or the laser picks up a vehicle speeding, we could not care less what color that vehicle is. But statistically, it's white vehicles that get pulled over by the police the most. And that is because white vehicles make up roughly between 25% and 30% of all vehicles on the road. So it has nothing to do with the color. It has everything to do with the amount of white vehicles that are on the road.
Oh, so this is just a lesson in statistics. It's like the, you know, men get more tickets than women because they're bad drivers. No, because men do more of the driving. Like, if you just, you know, white cars get more tickets because there are more white cars.
Yeah, And sometimes you can argue that traffic crashes happen more on beautiful sunny days than they do on rainy days, and that might be because people are paying less attention on nice days and more attention when the weather is bad. So there's lots of myths out there. And another one has to do with the colors of cars that are involved in crashes. And the car that is involved in the most crashes, the color that is involved in most crashes is gray and silver. And that is because that color blends into roads, concrete buildings, and gray skies. Also, gray vehicles become very hard to see during fog, rain, snow, or overcast days. So people tend to not see those vehicles as fast as they do others. But also, here's another one. This is just for dawn and dusk. Black vehicles are 12% higher at dawn and dusk than other vehicles to be involved in a crash. Gray vehicles, 11%, silver, 10%, and red and blue, 7% higher risk during those hours.
You know, as I like to say, it's not gray, it's road camouflage. You know, my car is gray. My wife always says, why would you want a car that's the color of the road? I'm like, I know. But cars are less colorful these days. You've been a cop long enough to know that, you know, the oranges and the greens and the yellows of yesterday are just not common anymore. It's white and black and gray and silver are the dominant colors on the road, right?
Yeah, they are, but the colors are coming back. I'm a truck guy, and I just saw the 27 models that are coming out, and some of these oranges and reds are back. Some of these bright blues are back, so we'll see what happens with that.
You know, and it is interesting. You mentioned, you know, the high frequency of crashes at certain times of day, and as you said, you know, bright and sunny days, it's a different – it's not necessarily because they're hidden in the rain, although that can be true as well if you don't turn your lights on as you're supposed to do when the wipers are on by law. But, you know, it's also the fact that people are paying less attention. I don't know if you heard me talking about this, maybe it's last week, but one of the weirdest stories I came across recently is that on big album release days like Taylor Swift and Beyonce and, who's the singer that sang at the Super Bowl? I just can't think of his name. Bad Bunny. That on big album release days, there are more deaths, actually, you know, a significant number more deaths on the roads, statistically significant number, because people are distracted paying attention to the album instead of doing the driving. It's weird things like that you wouldn't think of that affect people's ability to drive safely, right?
Yeah, it looks like we learned from each other. I didn't know that one, so... I'll put that one in the old bank for future use. But but the thing about it is, what started everything on all these crashes began with the cell phones, and it's just, you know, there's touch free, hands free, however you want to call it, but we still are focusing on the conversation more than we are driving, and it ends up in crashes, especially with our young people. So we will tell parents until we're blue in the face to please your new drivers, no cell phones. No other teenagers in the cars, because unfortunately we see a lot of young people lose their lives or being seriously injured in crashes because of distractions.
Absolutely. It's so important. And by the way, you know, we had an incident in Escambia County. I think it was not in the city, where a young child got hit crossing a road at a school bus stop. I know it's still fairly early in the school year, and I think, like I said, this is in the county, not the city, but can you just, you know, in your sternest cop voice, can you please remind people to please pay attention, be safe at these bus zones?
Yeah, because that's one thing we will not give you a break on, that and car seat violations. You're not going to get a break. It's very expensive, and it's incredibly dangerous. That's why those laws are in effect, incredibly dangerous to our children. And, we can't emphasize that enough, to please pay attention around the school buses and the school zones, because we are. And if you get a citation in there, it's not cheap at all.
And just for people who do not realize, I've often mentioned that in the state of Florida, you cannot get written a ticket for being 5 or less over the speed limit. You have to be 6 or more over. They can stop you and warn you, but you cannot get a ticket. In a school zone, it's 1. If you go 26 and a 25 or 21 and a 20, it's 1 mile an hour in a school zone. There is no gray zone, right?
That's correct. So that's something that we obviously take very, very seriously.
And rightly so. All right, Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you so much for the time. I always appreciate the information and for what you do to keep us safe. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, and be careful in that gray car.
It's like you know me. 752 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Speaking of... If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality cars, not only gray, but they sell white and black, too, and red and green and, you know, whatever. And, you know, one of the things I always say about them is they have a great selection, okay? 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, you know, Jeeps on the lot. And if they have what you want, it'll be a good deal on a good car, and they'll stand by it. They warranty late models to 100,000 miles or 10 years. I mean, they'll take care of you. They do. But if they have what you want, buy it. It'll be a good price. If they don't have exactly what you want, maybe you want a different color, send them looking. You know what? I want that Civic in green. You know, I want that Camry in yellow. I don't know if they make Camrys in yellow anymore, but, you know, maybe. You never know. A boy can dream. So the point is, send them looking for the color. They go buy cars all the time, and they are at auctions all the time seeing opportunities. And, you know, they'll even text you like, you know, hey, I see this car. This is the price. This is the years. Are you interested? Maybe, you know, and they're like your personal shoppers for cars. They're fantastic. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
When your child isn't feeling well,
Mommy,
they need a good night's sleep. That's when to reach for Vicks VapoRub. Applying a gentle layer of VapoRub on your child's chest releases soothing vapors that start working right away and provides relief that lasts up to 8 hours. It's one small act that helps everyone get a good night's sleep. Try Vicks VapoRub and trust a brand trusted by parents for over 130 years. Use as directed.
Tune in to Pep Talk today at 10:30 to hear Ingo Stark from the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge provide a preview of the upcoming Halloween 5K and Kids Monster Dash on Pensacola Beach. Find out more about the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge, the charities they support, and the big event coming to Pensacola Beach Halloween morning today at 10:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This isn't shouting.
It's conversation.
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays at 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Am I dreaming?
No.
Where am I? In bed? What am I doing? Talking to myself.
Look, I must have a star on my door.
Do you remember this, PJ?
Not at all.
Oh, wow!
Swing doors, huh?
Okay, doors. Swing.
The Art of Noise with Max Headroom? Paranoia?
Max Headroom, yeah.
Max Headroom, yeah. Way back in the... every once in a while, I like to play something. People are like, man, I haven't heard that song in 40 years. Could be a reason. All right, PJ has got traffic on the fives.
There is a slowdown Davis Highway from Johnson Avenue to Olive Road. Olive Road is backed up from Davis Highway to about Whitmire. Scenic Highway northbound, seeing quite a bit of congestion from Olive Road to I-10. Use caution. I'm PJ through traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a racketeering trial against Chinese tech giant Huawei. That's one of those.
I think it's Huawei.
Huawei?
Yeah.
It's one of those companies you see the name all the time, but you never say it, right? It's underway in New York. The racketeering trial is federal prosecutors accuse the company of stealing American technology.
Actually, I'm sorry. I think it's Huawei now that I've said that out loud. It's Huawei. Sorry.
You know, that actually, that sounds right. Yeah.
Why can't they just spell things right?
Why couldn't this story be about Sony? I know. but Huawei,
instead of being so Huawei wrong,
right?
All right.
Huawei is accused of misusing the U.S. financial system and helping Iran surveil its citizens. Huawei's defense says prosecutors are relying on isolated incidents and unreliable witnesses. So we'll be following that and see what they say about that.
You know, the great thing about this is that anybody who's listening, the big takeaway for them is going to be nothing about the substance of your story and all about those stupid pronunciations. Go on. What else?
Absolutely. President Trump says he's expecting the war with Iran to end immediately after the November midterm elections. Trump says Iran's trying to influence the elections, and he doesn't think they can hold out much longer. Meanwhile,
Is that going to be because of the $5,000 payoff, or is that going to be because they're suddenly scared of him like they haven't been yet, or...
Yes.
Is that just because, you know, he's got time to fill and he says stuff?
Yes.
I mean, if you give a man 100 minutes to talk, he'll say some things.
The answer is just yes all to right, all of
fair
that.
Fair enough. You're going to talk again tonight. Absolutely. Longer, do you think, tonight?
Oh, probably.
I mean,
well, he never goes shorter, does he? Well, it's always an addition, never a subtraction.
Can you imagine if Trump got up tonight at the end of the midterm convention and be like, 1 minute, I'm out. Go vote.
They're not paying me by the hour. I got to go.
Go on.
Let's see here. A 22-year-old man has now pleaded guilty to helping steal more than $245 million in Bitcoin from a Washington, D.C. resident. Prosecutors say Malone Lamb used social engineering to get access to the victim's accounts, then laundered the cryptocurrency and spent millions on sports cars, mansions, and nightclubs. Faces up to 20 years in prison.
Well, the nice thing about stealing $250 million in Bitcoin is that you can put it right in your pocket, no problem. It's very small.
Absolutely,
Bitcoin
yeah.
is very small, physically.
Yes, that's true.
It takes up almost no room in your pocket. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, somebody had texted in 437-1620 about the vibes and smoothies. I live by this business. People call all the time. There are definitely a lot of vibes going on. I knew eventually something bad would happen last week. I almost hit a woman who was under the influence and stepped out in front of my car. Unfortunately, the gas station next door has a lot of illegal activity through the day. I don't know anything about that, but, you know, wouldn't necessarily surprise me all that much. So, yeah, okay. We continue talking about the Escambia County Commission, the budget hearing, the Pam Childers, I would say, retaliation cut to her budget. Haven't really gotten to cover that yet, but we will get to it. A lot of drama, you know, what Steve Stroberger called a mean girl bleep. Quote. Oh man, there's so much going on all the time. We'll talk about it all coming up next.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
People love Trump politics. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The president just wrote that on Truth Social, posting the first night of the first ever Republican midterm convention was far bigger and better than anyone thought possible.
I'm asking you to let us finish the job we began with the greatest 2 years in the history of the presidency.
And he offered what he calls a Trump dividend. If people vote Republican and the GOP keeps control of Congress, $5,000 for every adult U.S. citizen, as the president also warned if Democrats win.
You're going to lose your border. You're going to lose your tax cuts. You're going to lose your safety and security. You're going to lose your wealth.
Now, Democrats blame the president for a surge in gas prices in the Iran conflict. Regular gas has gone up 12 cents the last 2 days, and AAA has diesel at a record high this morning, $5.97 per gallon. And speaking of Iran, we are learning that the missile attack the other night that went after a U.S. base in Jordan left 8 fighter jets damaged along with a subsonic attack aircraft, but there were no American casualties in that. We just got an inflation update on wholesale prices.
Up 0.4%. The year-over-year, this is the headline, came in at 5.4%. That is a little bit hotter than expected.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassone, that annual wholesale inflation rate is about 0.5% higher than in July. 4 years before the next census, a big change is being proposed to limit the count